And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 20th of January, 2015. 1937, on this date, Franklin D. Roosevelt became the first president to take the oath of office on the 20th of January. Inauguration Day had been March the 4th. It was FDR's second inaugural. In his speech, he said, "The test of our progress is not whether we add more to the abundance of those who have much, it is whether we provide enough for those who have too little." 1985, on this day, Lamarcus Thompson patented the first Coney Island roller coaster. It was called the Gravity Switchback Railway. It cost a nickel to ride, and it drew huge crowds. 600 feet of track, you coasted from a tower to another tower and then switched to a return track. It reached speeds as high as 6 miles per hour. Last summer, Coney Island brought out its latest roller coaster, the Thunderbolt. 90-degree drop, more than 2,200 feet of track, reaching speeds up to 55 miles per hour. It was on this day, 1900, that James Joyce, at the age of 18, presented a lecture called Drama and Life to the Literary and Historical Society of Dublin, a lecture in which he dismissed Shakespeare as passé and praised Henrik Ibsen instead. The professors were not pleased, but there were rounds of applause from the back benches of the room. And it's the birthday of the novelist Susan Vreeland, born Racine, Wisconsin, 1946, taught high school English in San Diego for 30 years. She had done a little bit of writing, but she didn't embark on her writing career full bore until after she was diagnosed with lymphoma, 1996. During her recovery, she couldn't do much but look at books. She looked at a book of paintings of Vermeer, decided to write a book about him. He had only turned out 30-some paintings, so she imagined that he had painted one more called Girl in Hyacinth Blue, and that was the name of her novel and became a bestseller in 1999. Susan Vreeland's most recent novel, Lisette's List, came out last year. Here's a poem for today by Mary Oliver, Walking Home from Oak Head. There is something about the snow-laden sky in winter in the late afternoon that brings to the heart elation and the lovely meaninglessness of time. Whenever I get home, whenever, somebody loves me there. Meanwhile, I stand in the same dark peace as any pine tree, or wander on slowly like the still, unhurried wind waiting as for a gift for the snow to begin, which it does, at first casually, then irrepressibly. Wherever else I live, in music, in words, in the fires of the heart, I abide just as deeply in this nameless, indivisible place, this world, which is falling apart now, which is white and wild, which is faithful beyond all our expressions of faith, our deepest prayers. Don't worry, sooner or later, I'll be home, red-cheeked from the roused wind. I'll stand in the doorway, stamping my boots and slapping my hands, my shoulders covered with stars. Mary Oliver's poem, Walking Home from Oak Head, from her collection Thirst, published by Beacon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, personalized brain training developed by neuroscientists to challenge memory and problem-solving through online games, Lumosity.com, and by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.